keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Great. Today's inspiration is called Temporary Setbacks. Occasional disappointments and failures in life are inevitable. They're simply the price that we must pay for our willingness to take risks as we follow our dreams. But even when we encounter setbacks, we must never lose faith. American children's rights advocate Marion Wright Eldman says, "Whoever said anybody has a right to give up? That's a question you should ask yourself, especially when times get tough. Are you willing to keep fighting the good fight, even when you meet unexpected difficulties? If you'll decide to press on through temporary setbacks, you may soon be surprised at the creative ways God finds to help determine people like you, people who possess the wisdom and the courage to persevere. A fall is not a signal to lie wallowing, but to rise." Christina Rossetti. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to say your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. This evening, in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook that we've been discussing for several weeks now, we're going to be covering page 24, which is Food Fundamentals. Our state preparedness standard is 2 weeks ready. Build a 2-week supply of non-perishable foods that includes canned, dried, freeze-dried, dehydrated, and shelf-stable selections. Take into account your family's unique needs and tastes. Include foods that are nutrient-dense and high in calories for the initial phase of an event. It's also a good idea during the initial phase to have foods that require no refrigeration, preparation, or cooking, and little or no water. You may be without power or water for several days or even months after an emergency, so you will need to consider how you will prepare your emergency foods. Tip, during an immediately following a disaster, it will be vital that you maintain strength. Eat at least 1 well-balanced meal per day. Drink plenty of water to enable your body to function properly. Take in enough calories to enable you to do any necessary work. Include plenty of protein. Take vitamin supplements to ensure adequate nutrition. Another tip, vegetables canned in water provide a small amount of liquid you can use. That's a good thought. Suggested food items, ready-to-eat canned meats, fruit and vegetables, canned juices, milk and soup if powdered, store extra water. Staples, sugar, salt, oil, spices, etc. High energy food, peanut butter, jam, crackers, granola bars, trail mix. Foods for anyone with special dietary needs, infant, elderly, diabetic. Comfort food, cookies, candy, cereal, instant coffee, tea, etc. I can think of a couple other kinds of comfort foods. Food storage tips. Keep food in a cool, dry place. Keep food covered at all times. Open food boxes carefully and close tightly after each use. Don't forget canned and non-perishable foods for your pets. Seal cookies and crackers in plastic bags and keep in tightly sealed containers to help preserve freshness. Empty open packages of sugar, dried fruit or nuts into screw top and airtight containers to protect them from unwanted pests. Foods in glass bottles and jars may break when a disaster occurs. Buy and store emergency food in non-breakable containers whenever possible. Use foods before they expire and replace them with fresh supplies by rotating your stock regularly. Date each item with a marker and place new items in the back of your storage while moving older items forward. Remember to store your food in such a way that it's easy to rotate items into your pantry and replace older ones. Gardening and seed storage. You can only store so much food. Consider learning how to garden as part of your skill building by taking classes in your community or from a friend, family, or neighbor. You can order a large supply of vegetable and fruit seeds that can be stored for years. Buy heirloom seeds so you can harvest the seeds from the crop. Hybrid seeds will not reproduce, so you cannot collect seeds for the next planting season. I know a lot of you ladies have talked about your various means of gardening, and you're all very good at it. So if you have anything that you think will help the other ladies, please share. Beginning the radio check. WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMW 211 Hope, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? I'm assuming if Hope's not there, then Deborah, Sarah, or Betty are probably not available as well, so I will check in for all of them. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMY 378 Robin, I copy you loud and clear, and I'm going to cut this short because it's really windy where I'm driving. I'm coming in loud and clear too, I hope.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm sure you have some ideas about food fundamentals, but we can wait for maybe next week when you're not driving.
No worries. I'm almost to where I need to be, so I'll just make one little comment that I have a freeze dryer, and I love it, and it makes your personal food storage so much better when you, instead of having to buy the prepackaged stuff, breaks. Right now I'm getting ready to do a bunch of asparagus, and it turns out really great that way. And so if anybody needs to have some freeze-drying going on, let me know. This is WRMY 378 Robin, and I am over and out.
Copy that. Well, drive safe, Miss Robin, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for sharing that. That makes total sense to me. Thanks for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in WRKP 710 Wanda. She was unavailable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRRJS 656 Sylvia, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Sylvia was also driving, so she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to participate. So if she didn't respond now, I will check in for her, and maybe we can hear from her later. Later, she is a wealth of knowledge. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we're talking about food fundamentals, and I'm sure you ladies have many ideas. I know that you're very good at that. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
Well, like I said last week, we have already started our seeds growing, and they're doing great. All of them are coming up. And but what I found out this past week is that Bimar, if anybody needs bins to grow your veggies in or whatever, Bimar right now has them, and they are reasonable, and they look really good.
Very good. That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that information, Carol. Is there anything else?
Good luck to you. Our prayers are with you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Is WQZA 709 Marcia available?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709. And I hope that, Robin, that you have a wonderful time. And your and Scott, as you clean your place up.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much, Marcia. We really appreciate that. Well, thank both of you ladies for sharing and participating in this radio check. We welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Kimber. So we've been talking about the food fundamentals, and I know that you probably have several good ideas that you'd like to share. Please go ahead.
Well, actually, I like the tips that were offered on this page about eating well-balanced diets and taking your vitamin supplements and eat enough calories to make sure you can do the necessary work, drink plenty of water. Vegetables in canned water provide a small amount of liquid you can use. That's really cool because the more liquid, the better, especially, you know, if water is going to be hard to, clean water is going to be hard to come by. You're going to have to filter it no matter what you do. Also, comfort food. Dark chocolate, ladies. Dark chocolate and coffee, gotta have it. And let me break. Yeah, that's my stuff. And I heard you say that you could think of different comfort foods that you like, and I'm sure we all can. Rotating your foods is very important if you save food, because you can spend literally thousands of dollars on food. And if you don't rotate it and you let it go, you know, most food can go like 2 years past its expiration date. And if you put it in Mylar bags, it can go quite longer, especially if it's temperature controlled. You don't want it to be above 80 degrees. Actually, 75 is better. So between 55 and, or you can say 45, between 45 and 75, 80 degrees is max. And that's, you can keep your food very safe that way. Break. So don't waste your money. Only buy foods that you know you're going to eat, that your family is going to eat. Definitely you can get Mylar bags and store it even in 5-gallon containers in a Mylar bag, in a food-safe plastic 5-gallon bucket. However, if you go to break that open and you have, like, you know, a 5-gallon bucket full of rice, you're going to want it in smaller bags. So I would recommend put it in smaller Mylar bags, like, you know, even the quart size, and opening that a little bit at a time, or even a gallon size for the rice. So you don't have to, all that food doesn't go to waste while you're sitting there trying to use it out of a 5-gallon bucket. Break. I really liked what Robin said about freeze-drying foods. That's really cool. She offered her support in there. Freeze dryers are very expensive. I would like to have one myself and have a lot to do to prepare for my family there. I would just love that. I just can't throw that money out. So it's kind of nice to have somebody who will offer to let you use their machines and maybe pay for the oil and stuff to run that and maintenance. So anyway, I think that's all I have. I just wish you all safety. Be safe and be well. It's starting to rain hard again, and flooding may continue. So love you all. Back to Nick.
Well, thank you. Those are some very good ideas, Kimber. Would you like to talk about the Amon Net?
Absolutely, I can talk about the Amron Net. For the NV-725, North Valley 725 repeater, what we're talking on right now, that's the Greater Grants Pass area and Cave Junction area, we do the net, the Amron Net, Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And for Jackson County, we run the net on the Elk 675 and the Phoenix 700 repeaters on Monday nights at 8 p.m. So Grants Pass is Sunday nights at 7, Jackson County is Monday nights at 8, and we do a check-in, we do an intelligence brief, and we do our Channel 3 project, which is talking, learning how to talk off the repeater, radio to radio, person to person, super important. All the radio clubs around this area, Southern Oregon is getting really big in this, on teaching people how to do this and, get your radios and program your radios correctly and learn your skills and things just to talk to each other in times of emergency when radios may be the only form of communication we have. Prepare and do what you need to do. So I think that is it. I know I have a lot more to say, but I'll just give it back to Nett, and thank you, Karen. God bless.
Well, thank you, Kimber, and the same to you. Well, thank you for explaining that to us, and thank you for sharing all that you share and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. One thing that I haven't heard yet, that I think should probably be mentioned. We've been talking a lot about water and different things like that, but I'm thinking you can get powdered electrolytes. You can also get, like, Pedialyte electrolytes, that type of thing. So if somebody starts getting dehydrated, you can use those electrolytes to help bring them back. So, and you can get the kind that aren't flavored with not good substances as well. So anyway, 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? WROY 384 Diana, I copy. Copy that, Diana. You're coming in a little bit staticky, but I'm sure probably a lot of that is atmospheric related. We've been talking about the food fundamentals, page 24 in the handbook that we've been discussing. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Diana? Heirloom seeds are the best. They're old. Sorry, you're breaking up, Diana. I did hear you say heirloom seeds, and then I didn't understand the rest of the part. You said something about old. You want to try one more time? Wow.